This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend. extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. We will take your phone calls after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsas. The website is johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net. Let me just mention this. Judah Benjamin, a Rothschild agent with Albert Pike and John Slidell, formulated a specialized secret society, the Mystic Crew of Comus and the Pickwick Club. Pike and Slidell were both 33rd degree Masons and members of the Brotherhood of Death, Chapter 322. In 1857, Pike and Benjamin became kings of the Mystic Crew of Comus and could now participate in the secret ritual called the Killing of the King. And this ritualistic killing is still practiced. And when you consider that that both the Bushes were members of Skull and Bones, and belong to, what was it, at Yale 322? Isn't that the address
yes.
of the...
Yep.
So, I mean, it kind of makes sense here. Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, Zapruder, I'm going, you know, poof. Zapruder, Abraham Zapruder, was a 32nd degree Mason Jew who happened to be there to document the event.
Right.
He's standing right in the kill zone.
Yes.
Exactly. You couldn't, just like those French brothers,
yeah.
Just like the French brothers doing the film of
the
Flight 11.
Brothers.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they were there to document the event. It's not a coincidence.
Right.
And they're,
and they're Jews
also. What?
As was five Israelis who were there to document the event.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying the filming, you know,
yes.
the film.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's what first tipped me off about my 9/11 research. Those five dancing Israelis, they were the first people arrested in conjunction with 9/11, and they were held secretly for 71 days. Then Chertoff let them go back to Israel, where they went on TV. And yeah, let's incriminate ourselves to the world. Nobody knows Hebrew. Oh jeez, that's what I mean about audacity, chutzpah. Oh jeez.
Oh yes.
In your face, it's like okay, great. If you're going to be in my face, then I'll dig it up and uncover it for the best rest of the Gentiles to understand very, very simply. And, you know, with that said, you know, Zapruder, by the way, Zapruder then sells the Zapruder film, which is a total hoax. Thank you, Jim Fetzer, for assassinationscience.com and all his research on that, plus all his research on the Kennedy assassination. He's like probably the preeminent guy in the world on it. And he helped me last night. I was going over some different things. Like, I had this problem with the gun. And, because they found the Mauser first, huh? They found a pretty decent 7.65 millimeter German-made Mauser. And then they found the Italian gun that was called the humanitarian rifle.
Yes.
And with a bad scope on it. But the thing I Skyped Jim about was, I said, you know, tell me about, and he goes, well, it didn't have a cartridge. And it had a 5-shot clip to it. Huh? And the thing about that, after the last shot was put into the chamber, the clip would automatically drop out. Well, and they only, you see in the sniper's nest, they first only show two spent shells. And then they changed to three, of course, because they need three. But they never, there was no clip on the Malinconia, whatever it is, the Italian rifle. There's no clip on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where the hell's the clip? If it's
right.
only, I mean, these things. And by the way, I noticed something else when I stumbled upon this, is that the writers, they were saying along the lines, Mark Lane and two other Jewish writers, that were the early writers of this, somehow didn't catch this. Mm-hmm. I went, is that a coincidence? That they didn't catch this kind of, you know, now, because my mind works in a different way now, when three early Jewish writers are trying to maybe frame the limited hangout, that, you know, this is something that, duh, kind of thing. There's a million duhs in here, but this is a physical evidence, duh. And nobody really realizes about that Mauser. The Mauser was reported by Walter Cronkite. And it was there for somewhere between 24 and 72 hours that they were talking. That was the gun. Mm-hmm. Until they pulled this other gun out and they had, you know, the fake photographs with and put on a Life magazine. And then Zubruder, by the way, right? Mm-hmm. Who has connections with, what's his name? His wife, the guy who suicided himself the day before he was supposed to go to house. And the same day as they killed Roselli, too. Freaking coincidence. I'm sorry, I'm jumping all over, but his
it's
name.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You think of one thing and it leads
to another. Yeah, I know. It's just, but Zubruder sold the film to, who? To Skull and Bones, to Luce, Time Life.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And they kept it under wraps so nobody could see it. Mm-hmm. And he was a piece of work himself, Luce. He screwed his own partner, but that's another whole story. So here you go. And then they put out, you know, they hang him by putting him on the front page of Life magazine with the doctored photograph of Oswald, which is not Oswald. It's a makeup, cutting paste job. And they did the same thing to the Zubruder film itself. But it's just, so it, the, and Les Garrison, by the way, Jim Garrison, who I never even brought up yet. I mean, here we go jumping everywhere. You know, bless him. You know, here's the guy with a set of gonads. That in my eyes, you know, and he stumbled upon, which will bring me to the Final Judgment by Michael Collins Piper, and I want to just read this. The book does say that when New Orleans District Attorney Jim Garrison charged businessman Clay Shaw with participation in JFK assassination, conspiracy Garrison stumbled upon the Israeli Mossad connection to the murder of President Kennedy. Shaw served on the board of a shadowy corporation known as Permanex. The primary shareholder of Permanex was the Banque de Crédit International of Geneva, founded by Rosenbaum, an arms procurer and financier for the Mossad. What's more, the Mossad-sponsored Swiss bank was also the chief money launderer for who? Meyer Lansky, the head of the International Crime Syndicate and an Israeli's loyalist. By the way, he fled there, right? Whose operation meshed closely with many fronts of the American CIA and Israeli Mossad. The chairman of Permanex, another drum roll, please, was Louis M. Bloomfield of Montreal, a key figure in the Israeli lobby and operative for the Brockman family. And I know people in Montreal. I've known my sister went to school. I married my ex-wife. Know a lot about the Brockmans and family. Longtime Lansky associate among Israel's primary international patrons. That JFK was engaged in a bitter secret conflict with Israel over its nuclear policy, and that Israel's Prime Minister, David Ben-Gurion, resigned on June 15th in disgust, saying JFK's stance threatened Israel's very survival. In fact, Israel historian Cohen, Avner Cohen, in his book, Israel and the Bomb, documents this quite thoroughly. So Piper's not the only person. And it also says, you know, then JFK's successor, Lyndon Baines Johnson, which is a Jewish name, Baines, immediately reversed America's policy toward Israel. And you see that, like, immediately.
Oh, yeah, and his
everything. Oh, everything.
Everything he does. Everything he did.
Including, you know, 32 months later, the USS Liberty.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, but the money to Israel, everything. It changed literally overnight.
Yes.
And so... that the CIA liaison to the Mossad, James Jesus Angleton, was a prime mover behind the cover-up of the JFK assassination. Mm-hmm. Angleton was a piece of work himself. And here's another sort of source that comes in with this. Israeli nuclear whistleblower Mordechai Vanunu is also crediting the Israeli Mossad with the assassination of President Kennedy. Even more incredibly, Vanunu states specifically that the motive for the assassination of Kennedy on the part of the Israeli government was related to the American president's insistence that the Zionist state come clean about its nuclear program at the infamous Dimona plant in the Nevi Desert. So, you also have, by the way, one leader of a country that came out on a world stage and said this. His name was Muammar Gaddafi.
Yeah.
And said that it was Israel that did this. I don't know if he knew his days were numbers, but he got hit on Purim. Or Purim. Or whatever. Same day. Same day. And I called that one. I said the bombs will drop on him right on that day.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. The website is johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net. And we do have some callers lining up, but let's wait.
Thank you. I'd like to say something important that I did not know. Not that I'm saying I know everything, but I know an immense amount of information about this assassination. And it was from one James Douglas, JFK and the Unspeakable, his book, which came out a few years ago, and I listened to, over the last few months, I've listened to a few of his lectures or his speeches, and I'm going to just read this once again. Trapped and embarrassed by the CIA's blundering invasion of Cuba Bay of Pigs in April 61, then shaken to the core by the near-catastrophic Cuban Missile Crisis in October 62, Kennedy was deep in back-channel dialogues with Nikita Khrushchev by 63, closer in spirit to the Russian chief than he even fell to his own military men. In the Definitive American University peace speech of 63, Kennedy was searching for a political path to ending the Cold War and astonishingly negotiated and passed a nuclear test ban treaty that same summer. All the while, Douglas writes, JFK was continually reciting a favorite poem by Alan Seegler's, I Have a Rendezvous with Death, to his wife and five-year-old daughter Caroline, who Caroline once stunned Kennedy's national security meeting by breaking in, and Kennedy went, you know, not now, Caroline, thank you, darling. And she said, no. And he said, he said, stop to the meeting. He said, what do you want, darling? And she said, and here it goes, who once stunned Kennedy's national security by reciting the poem start to finishing in mid-meeting. Kennedy himself left behind handwritten notes to himself, quoting Abraham Lincoln, I know there is a God, and I see a storm coming. If he has a place for me, I believe that I am ready. He was sending back, he's also, like I mentioned, the only Catholic president. He was sending these back-channel messages through the Pope, through Pope John the 23rd, to Nikita Khrushchev. And I believe, Douglas states this, and I agree with him in this, that he saved our species from nuclear war during the Cuban Missile Crisis. John F. Kennedy. Go ahead.
What was Mr. Douglas's first name?
James Douglas.
Okay.
Yeah, and he has a book, JFK and the Unspeakable, which is real interesting. He's a real nice, easygoing guy, and a lot of people say that this book, even though he thinks it's the military-industrial complex, very few people can go where we just went, but even though, you know, I'm... Anyway, he says that he he was astonished. He's a peace kind of guy and a Thomas Merton. He says that, you know, John F. Kennedy was this transformation that took place. He was thrown right into the fire in April 61 with the Bay of Pigs. I mean, boop, here you go. And at the same time, you have everybody around him, like I was alluding to. Well, at the same time, we had this thing called Operation Northwoods. And so this proves it. And Operation Northwoods was signed off by all five of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Right.
This was a unanimous decision. Let's go and pull a false flag to invade Cuba and blow these blankers out of the water with nuclear weapons. And so, like, they didn't realize nuclear weapons would then escalate it, proxy war with Russia, and Russia's going to, of course, retaliate. And we already had, back at that time in 62, enough nuclear material to create a nuclear winter. So he could have saved our species. And Khrushchev is quoted, by the way, I don't have it, it's from memory, but paraphrased, Khrushchev, when Kennedy reached out during the 10 days, whatever it was, in October of 62, he reached out to him and said, you know, I'm through all these correspondence through the Pope over the last year and a half or 2 years that he had with him, they gained a trust that they didn't even have with their own people. And Khrushchev said to one of his top advisors something like, we have to help this friend in need. We have to give and back off here on the Cuban Missile Crisis. They got stuff in return, of course, you know, missiles out of Turkey or whatever it was. But it was these two men through Kennedy's back channel. This is something huge that nobody knows really about this whole thing. I mean, if it wasn't the end of our species, it could have been, you know, we're talking tens of millions of people being annihilated. And that these people, everybody in Operation North was behind it. Here's another thing. He had a lover named Mary Meyer, who was murdered while out running on the towpath in Georgetown in the fall of 64. She was married to Cord Meyer.
Yes.
And I met her best friend by chance at an old girlfriend's party. Oh my, what a conversation. But nonetheless, it's just coincidences, serendipitous stuff. But anyway, Meyer, married to Cord Meyer, who's, by the way, head of black ops for the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
She was having an affair with President Kennedy at least 30 times. She was one of, like, the main squeeze, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
excuse my lingo. But anyway, she supposedly brought in, during these episodes with him, marijuana and LSD. Now, this is very controversial, I guess you would say, but there seems to be pretty good evidence for this. And this may have also, I don't know, at the same time, may have opened him up. I mean, it's interesting because Douglas says, like, I think it was Merton said, there's no way that we're going to get out of this. It's over because of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Operation Northwoods. These guys are just crazy. Curtis LeMay, they're nuts. And Kennedy's not going to be able to do it, and he's sort of on their side, and there's no way. And the metamorphosis, the change that happened in Kennedy to make him realize that the world, our very survival is at the brink here, and it was at the brink, for him to change from sort of a pretty strong war guy, I guess you could say, into a peace guy within 1,000 days.
Mm.
And so there was a lot of different influences on this, but this thing about the Pope and the back channel with Khrushchev and Khrushchev at the precise moment, his very people are saying, no, don't back down to the United States. And Kennedy's people are saying, don't back down to the Russians. Mm. Everybody is wanting, and of course, the people around them they wanted war. I don't know if they really thought it out, because it would have been most likely the end of our species, tens of millions or hundreds of millions or whatever people dying. And so this is a story that very few people know. And it just, to me, we have to pay a sort of a, you know, he died for this is what it comes down to. He knew this guy, and I didn't know this. He knew he was dead, just like Martin Luther King knew he was dead, and
sure.
Bobby Kennedy knew he was dead man walking too.
Sure.
So but I didn't realize this about Kennedy and his daughter and his the Abraham Lincoln things and his poems and there's more to it than even this.
Mm-hmm.
That alludes to the fact he knew he was gone. That's why he was like, it was no hold barred. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's keep the top off. By the way, 50 years ago, either today or tomorrow, they assassinated Diem, huh? President of South Korea.
Right, exactly.
Right,
yes.
and which Kennedy, it was a very complicated thing, but he signed sort of off on it, but he didn't realize, and when he got the news of it, he was really pissed.
Yes.
And
you know, you brought up Cord Meyer.
Yeah.
To change the
subject. No, Joe, go.
But he is the one that brought Gloria Steinem into the CIA to pull off her program with the women's movement and all that nonsense.
Yes, yes,
led up
yes,
to
yes.
to the abortion decision
yes, yep,
by the Supreme
yes,
Court.
Yes, he did.
All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll take your phone calls.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsas. And his website is johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net. Why don't we take some calls? So we have people are just lining up wanting to ask questions or make comments.
Go ahead.
All righty. Let's take Kent in West Virginia. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, a couple things. Yeah, you wouldn't, even when you were a school child, you wouldn't be mistaken if you were kind of suspicious, because I remember I was in a Cub Scout meeting and when it came over the news, and the first report I heard was that the shots came from behind a bush, not a grassy knoll or anything, a bush, specifically a bush or a hedge. And, of course, then when I got home, the official story was on the news, and that always stuck in my mind. And I never, ever heard that again, the reference to a bush or a hedge, until I got a copy of Jim Garrison's cassette tape readings of Jim Garrison's book by, I think it's Ed Asner. And they mentioned that the first report was a lady said the shots came from behind a bush or a hedge. And also in that tape, interestingly,
excuse mentioned... Excuse me, Kent, is there a double entendre there, bush?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also in that, you mentioned Gerald Ford. In that book, Garrison refers to Gerald Ford as the CIA's best friend in Congress.
Yep.
And concerning Bush, now... of course, 11-22 actually is a combination of three 11s. We're getting into this numerology thing, but And, of course, that 9-11 is two 11s. And I think George Bush was probably the CIA had control of the whole, you know, Southern American, South American continent, I think, because also 9-11 was the date for the assassination of Allende in Chile.
Yep.
And also there was a terrorist organization called Omega 7 that operated, presumably with the guidance of the CIA, and they were founded on the 9-11, and they committed acts in Cuba and various places. So I think the Bush...
Yeah, Operation Mongoose and JM Wave, and it goes on and on.
Yeah.
It's just, it's interesting that the people, everybody ran to the grassy knoll. The two police officers on their motorcycles dropped their bikes and ran up to the hill, grassy knoll. And I mean, like 80% of the witnesses, just, you see them in the book, they're running. And I stumbled upon something a couple of months ago. There was this deaf guy looking over from a vantage point where he could see these guys in behind the fence in the grassy knoll.
Yeah.
And he tried to report this. He saw it really beautifully. He saw the puff of smoke and but that's not, you know, these guys, like I said before, there was at least four different locations that they were firing from. This was, and at least eight bullets. So it's, you know, everything that you hear about it, even with the House subcommittee, you know, saying that there was more than three shots, we're 95% likely. It's all, you know, it just goes on and on. It's sort of like the Secret Service agent, Will Greer, who was the driver. Now, it's an interesting thing, and Roy Kellerman was also in the front seat. He fully stopped the limo. And to prove this, there's pictures of the car with brakes on. But not only that, you see Clint Hill, the Secret Service agent Clint Hill, who grabbed on and caught on to the limo, who was in the car behind, and jumped out. He was in charge of protecting Jacqueline. Jacqueline, he saw Jacqueline getting up, and he actually had the time to get out of the car behind and get onto that limousine. Will Greer stopped the car in the kill zone, which is taken out as a brutal film, to make sure, and the umbrella went up. He's not killed yet because they wanted a headshot. And they only got a throat shot and a shoulder shot. So they wanted, and he got hit in the back of the head and then the front of the head almost simultaneously. That's why you see his head go forward first. And the rest of the people in the car are not going forward. And then his head goes back to the left.
Right.
So, and that, it's just, and by the way, and the other thing about the Secret Service is when they're coming out of Love Field, probably everybody's seen that 2-minute, 3-minute video, they have the Secret Service men on the back bumper. And one of the guy who's waving his arms after he gets called off by the Secret Service agent in charge, Amory Roberts, Henry Recob is his name, the guy that's flagging his hand saying, like, what the F is going on here? You're breaking protocol. Because it's so unusual that he would not be on the back bumper. Also, I mean, there was a lot of things unusual. The formation of the motorcycles itself was totally uncalled for. And the whole... the whole Secret Service, the windows were open. The sewers weren't welded shut. The what was his name? Prouty said the special agent. There was a special army team not far from Dallas that was like taught in this exact protection of the president. They were told to stand down that day. So there were, and the police, the Dallas police, and bless Roger Craig, who they tried to kill three times before they got him. The Dallas police officer. I mean, what a... Oh, man, his story just brings me to tears, man. And the 100 people that they killed after the fact. Dorothy Coghlan from What's My Line, one of the biggest...
Right.
Oh, my God. She got killed. She got murdered. And then her best friend got killed the next day, who she gave some of the book to.
Aye. Exactly.
Oh, my. It doesn't stop. And you have, of course... The second guy that Kennedy, when he fired Dulles, Alan Dulles is head of the CIA. Of course, you have John Dulles, his brother, who was Secretary of State under Eisenhower. These guys were around for a long time. They were a long time groomed to play the game. But you have this other guy who in the CIA that JFK fired was General Charles Cabal. Huh? The big coincidence. Oh, geez. Well, where was his brother? He had a brother named Earl Cabal. Oh, that's right. He was mayor of Dallas. Isn't that coincidental? Like, I mean, it just goes on and on. And this is what I was saying earlier. It's in our face. These guys are in our face. I mean, Oswald himself, you know, when you get into the nuts and bolts of it, he's not a good shot. The gun is a humanitarian rifle.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to shoot, you're going to shoot when he's coming up on Elk, coming toward you. I mean, coming up in Houston, when he's coming toward you. And the first shot, he could never even get off because there's a big elk tree in front of the Dallas School Book Depository. Okay? And it's funny you say Bush, because as soon as you say the first thing you remember is Bush. Well, the first thing that the freaking Memphis police did was remove the Bush from where Martin Luther King was assassinated from. Within hours, that Bush was gone by the next morning. So, I mean, it just, it's just so blatant and this is, you know, this is why I've investigated and I spent 13 hours yesterday so I could talk as intelligently, hopefully, as I'm getting across today. It doesn't stop with the really poorly laid out assassination. It doesn't stop.
Well, there was all kinds of little things that happened, like the partner of Gloria Steinem in Ms. Magazine, somebody by the name of Elizabeth Forsling Harris, was a public relations executive who had CIA connections and was the executive who was allegedly involved with the planning of the motorcade route in Dallas, and she designed it because there was a curve in that course that required the motorcade to slow down.
Yeah, and there's supposedly Connolly, who's sitting in the front seat. By the way, LBJ had a big fight. He wanted to put Yarborough up there instead of Connolly. Because Connolly, by the way, he was a Republican, a Democrat, and then changed to Republican. And he became Secretary of Treasury under who? Oh, that's right, Nixon. Oh, God. So supposedly Connolly got hit by mistake because it was the last second change. Kennedy, they had a fight that morning. LBJ wanted Yarborough there because he's expendable. They didn't want Connolly. And Kennedy said, no, the executive of the governor of Texas, the executive of Texas should be the executive of the United States. That's that, Johnson. But supposedly some of the assassins didn't realize. And supposedly it might have been his own boy. Who did all his hits for him, including killing his own sister, huh?
Sure.
LBJ. Yeah, and his fingerprints were the only, by the way, what's his name? I never forget his name. He's Skull and Bones, too. LBJ's hitman. The only fingerprints that were actually found in the sixth floor nest there.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and supposedly he was put there at the last second just to make sure, you know, whatever. All just crazy amount of just stupid stuff. You would think that if they're going to do this, but you see, they don't have to because they own the media and they just brainwash everybody on the back end. Thank you, Kent, by the way.
All right, we'll be right back in 3 minutes and we'll take some more calls.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Have some more callers here. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. The website is johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net. And let's take another caller. Let's take Mike in South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. Thank you for all you do. Mark, I'm going to pass on some information to you that is well known by some people. But can you tell me what religion John F. Kennedy was?
Roman Catholic.
Okay. That is conceived and perceived by a lot of people, but actually he was Jewish. We've had a Jewish president ever since Franklin Delano Roosevelt, whose real name was Rosenfeld. All presidents have got to be born from mother Jews. Rose Kennedy was Jewish. Jackie Bisset, who was John F. Kennedy's wife, was a French Jew. So all the Kennedys are Jewish, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, I've read this. I've read this.
Well, yeah. You're getting this from information that's not well known.
I'm aware of these of this, and I you have a point. The Franklin Delano family are Jews from Amsterdam. Banking goes ways back. Drug runners, and you know, so you have a point, and you know, it's the next person, Truman. I don't think Truman was a Jew, but no. Eisenhower His father was a Swedish Jew, 1915, West Point graduating class.
Well, that is just something that they called him. They really haven't proven that genetically.
Okay. Well, okay. And possibly the Bushes, you know, they think back to the Civil War, blah, 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 they're Jewish. And now we have Barry. You know, his mother a Jew?
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you have, you know, you're possible. And I've heard about Jacqueline. Jacqueline Gore Vidal actually came out and said that, I believe. Maybe Jacqueline pulled the gun out and shot him in the back of the head, too. You know, I don't, you know.
And also they're all cousins to each other, too. Now, there's only one exception to that.
Yeah.
Reagan was the only exception to that. But his wife, the handler, Nancy,
Reagan was allowed because it was Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666. So he was allowed in. But but who tried to kill him on March 30th?
Huh? Yeah, the Bush family.
Yeah, who killed him? The Bush family, the kid. I wrote a whole story about that.
Yeah.
We need
to move on because we have a whole bunch of other callers.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, let's take Doug in Dallas. Doug, quickly.
Dallas.
Hey, good afternoon. I just wanted to... It was a great show. It was great information. I live in Dallas, and I'm a part-time chauffeur. I drive that route down Elm Street a lot because we have a big law firm client down on the east side of town there. And so there's always people there. In fact, on the weekends, Robert Groden, who is the producer and one of the main contributors to all the films of the JFK film with Oliver Stone, he's there on the weekends, Saturdays, I believe on Sundays in the afternoons, with all the DVDs and books and stuff. I just thought to mention that it's a great publication he puts out and some, you know, documentaries and DVDs that he's directly involved with.
Apparently he was the guy that
released the Zapruder film after it, Time magazine. Was that true?
It was Jim Garrison that got that release under a court order. But it was already changed. They already had it forged. I mean, they were able to do that just at the same time, but they had 12 years before they brought that out. Their technology was in like Mary Popkins kind of thing. And in 63, 64, Hollywood had the technology to play the games. And they didn't even do a great job with the, you know, anyway. It's just, they don't do a great job with anything. But, you know, there's Oliver Stone's, you know, great thing, JFK, especially that Donald Sutherland piece that really never happened.
Right. Jewish. Oliver Stone is Jewish.
He's half Jewish, but he got his finances for that from like the head Israeli arms dealer.
Right.
Yeah. So let me see. That in and of itself should tell you, let's go down all the dead ends so we don't say who it is. You know,
sure.
And nobody has the, I saw him just on, I interviewed Linda Peace many times years ago, and she's like one of the world's experts on RFK with Jim Douglas and Oliver Stone, and nobody calls him on it.
That's right.
You know, nobody has the gall to say, hey, stand up like I just did, real quick, like the first thing I said. But, you know, I'd like to just say some real quick stuff. JFK wanted for treason pamphlets distributed in Dallas. Thousands of them. Number 19, Lee Harvey Oswald somehow leaves the United States for Russia without any money and then gets a wife there and comes back to the United States with no problem. Pretty
exactly.
Interesting. Jim Garrison, the only person, trial about the assassination, dozens of people, like I said, the person I was talking about before was, who supposedly sucked on the shotgun was George D. Morenschett. And he was, he was the handler of Oswald, a really good friend. Of George Herbert Walker Bush. And the funny thing about his, he got whacked the same day Nicoletti did.
Exactly. There's a book, A Thousand Points of Light. I can't remember the author, but
he got whacked. The funny thing about George's being hit was that he was down in Florida, and before VCRs, it was his daughter's house, I think, and she wanted to record some soap opera, so she put it on reel-to-reel.
Right.
And somebody in that it went to trial, something happened about it, and the person in the jury said, wait a second, I know that sound on the reel to reel. That's an alarm sound.
Yeah.
So you hear the alarm going off like 6 or 7 seconds before you hear his head being blown off.
Yeah.
And he was pleading to his friend George Herbert Walker Bush, get these guys off my back, these vigilantes. Get them away from me. And, well, I'm sorry. A lot of people died in 77.
Right.
A lot
okay,
of
Doug. Hey, thank you.
And by the way, I want to mention something else. The murder of Officer Tippett. There was 4 shell casings found. There was 2 different men that whacked him. And it was with automatic guns. I mean,
and they don't have shell, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, you're not going to stop and put 3 bullets into him, 1 into his head, and then spend
empty your revolver.
Right. And on top of that, the other thing about it is that the cartridges were previously obtained by Oswald's .38 revolver and left at the murder site by the real killers as part of the setup, huh?
Exactly.
However, somebody slipped up there. 1 of the 4 cartridges found at the scene, 2 were Winchesters, 2 were Remingtons. But of the 4 bullets found in Tippett's body, 3 were Winchesters and 1 were Remington.
Interesting. All right. Yeah, okay, let's take another caller. Let's take Greg in California. Greg, welcome.
Well, good morning, Dan.
Quickly. Good morning. Go.
Yeah.
We got 2 minutes.
Yeah, no kidding. Mark, I tell you what, I've never enjoyed this much program. You're in the wrong business. You should do an HBO comedy special. I mean,
matter of fact, I'm thinking of doing it, but I'd be killed in a second, huh? And who's going to let HBO?
Well, your audiences would love you. You sound practically like me or what I do sometimes.
George Carlin, yeah, or Bill Hicks. Thank you.
Or Rodney. I mean, it's like you say, hey, you know, no wonder Oswald couldn't, hit Kennedy. He read Charlotte Etherby's Dumbing Down America, and he got MK Ultra, couldn't do the alphabet right. Or hey, there were 2 Oswalds. You know, they had multiple personalities, Lee and Harvey. And then, you know, he says, well, when he was born, he had a dyslexic obstetrician. He was born, fell on his head, and he shoved him back up there because of the reverse. And then everybody ran to the grassy knoll. You said, well, that's because James Whitmore was doing a Miracle-Gro commercial. I mean, it's just, I've never enjoyed a program so wonderful and so full of facts. Deanna, thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Mark. Okay, thank you, Greg.
Yeah, okay. Thank you both.
We have about a minute.
It comes down to nobody, very, very, very few people. Thank you, Deanna, for letting me on and say this. And Republic Broadcasting and John. You know, because nobody... very few people will give people like me the soapbox to talk about this. And this is clear cut. You know, this is, I have to have a lot of evidence before I'll say something. This is, to me, it's what I call, a slam dunk. And for other people not to be able to get it, are they just plain stupid, or they, you know, are appeasing everybody, and people don't have, you know, the balls to call out Oliver Stone when they have the wherewithal to, you know, it's just, I write these people little emails telling them, you know, who are you really? Because, you know, if you're on the trail as long, and this is not my full-time thing, but it's been like full-time, part-time, you know, my whole life. And yesterday, 13 hours delving into it, I couldn't stop, you know, because...
I know.
If
and you were on a program earlier today.
Yeah.
You've done 4 hours of radio today.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Deanna.
All righty. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, listeners. Sorry we didn't take the last couple of callers, and we'll talk to you on Monday.